The red brick house you passed was the site of an ironworks, one of the few buildings remaining from an industrial era dating to the early 1790s. The forest to your left has overgrown what used to be called Springville, where Fennel Hollow Brook joins the Pulteney River, a prime site for water wheels that powered the mills. The house was the center of Thomas Todd's extensive manufacturing enterprise, where he ran a forge for the manufacture of stoves and hollowware, such as kettles, pots, and cauldrons. Later, he built mills for manufacturing cloth and grinding grain. The flood of 1811, the Great Deluge, Todd called it, destroyed five of his buildings for a loss of $15,000, a very large sum in those days. But he rebuilt, even expanded, manufacturing Panama hats, silver tobacco boxes, and machines that renovated feathers using steam. He operated a distillery and developed machinery for sharpening the point of the common pin. The last products to be manufactured here, about 1870, were butter firkins, used by dairy farmers, and wooden sap buckets for tapping maple trees. Drive farther along on Fennel Hollow Road, named, as was the practice then, for the family that first settled here. This is New Forest you're driving through. By the early 1800s, the wooded hills that typify Vermont today had been mostly cleared. Wood was used for heat and for building, and the resulting pastures supported the sheep mania from the 1820s through the 1840s, when wool was one of Vermont's major agricultural exports. At the peak of this boom in the 1840s, 80% of the state was deforested. Here in Rutland County, these hills swarmed with sheep. 271,727, to be exact, more than any other county in Vermont. There were 56 carding mills here, where the wool fibers were prepared for the county's 11 textile factories that made clothing and other wool products. Stop at mile 4.1 when you see the large wood piles and metal tanks that are typical of a big sugaring operation.